This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Young people are often told by commencement speakers and their own half-drunk relatives to follow their dreams. Easier said than done. But the film director Michel Gondry has actually made his career that way. Gondry swears that his primary sources of inspiration are the wild thoughts and images that race through his mind in the middle of the night. Dreams, literally. Gondry became kind of a cult hit beginning a decade ago with music videos for Bjork and the White Stripes, and he wowed us all with his odd, charming, heartbreaking movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind that starred Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. His new film is called The Science of Sleep. It stars the Mexican actor Gael Garcia Bernal as a man who follows his dreams maybe a little too closely. Jonathan Mitchell has the story.
As you listen to Michel Gondry, the first thing you'll notice is that he has a very thick French accent.
In my life, you don't live with cut.
You say that again, because I can't understand it.
In your real life, you don't have cuts.
Cuts, yeah.
He's explaining how films have a lot in common with dreams.
You have flashbacks. You can dream backward. You can dream repetitively the same moment again and again. There is an enormous amount of similarity between filmmaking and dream making.
Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Télévision Éducative. Tonight, I'll show you how dreams are prepared.
This is the opening scene from Michel Gondry's film, The Science of Sleep. It stars Gael Garcia Bernal, who's fantasizing that he's in the middle of a television studio made of cardboard, and he's showing how dreams are made.
First, we put in some random thoughts, a little bit of reminiscences of the day, mixed with some memories from the past. Love, friendships, relationships, and all those ships. Okay.
I'm talking quietly to not wake myself up.
I dream I go back to live in my childhood house.
He dreams he goes back to live in his childhood house.
Two times a week, three times a week, probably last night, I'm obsessed by my childhood house. I lived there when I was from 0 to 18, so my brain was very absorbent. It would catch every detail. Now I know every detail. And this has as much importance in me than all the rest of the entire world. At this age, everything is surprising, so everything feels more sharp. I guess I like to be back in these moments where the question of what the world is was to be completely discovered.
And if there's one thing that characterizes all of Michel Gondry's work, it's that sense of childlike wonder. It's especially true of The Science of Sleep, which is a semi-autobiographical film about a guy named Stefan, played by Bernal, who has trouble telling dreams from reality.
I can see Golden the Pony Boy galloping here, right in front of me.
His dreams are depicted using stop-motion animation, and they have a handmade quality to them. There's an entire city made of toilet paper tubes, and the clouds are made of cotton balls.
So there is a cellophane water, for instance.
The water is made of cellophane candy wrappers.
And it's very vivid, it's very alive.
And Stefan creates childlike inventions, like glasses that show the world in 3D.
Isn't life already in 3D?
And a bicycle helmet that transmits the name of the playing card you're holding.
Hey, what's this?
That's the one-second time travel machine I told you about.
Like the time machine, it's not so childlike in a way, because it's like a concept and
the cool thing about the time machine is it only goes 1 second back in time.
It's useless.
What are you going to do with 1 second?
It's fun. It's sort of fun, like a toy would be fun.
Well, it's something that you could use to seduce a girl.
You have to press this button, okay? Let's try some for the past.
Hey, it's working.
In the film, Stefan becomes infatuated with the girl living next door, played by Charlotte Gainsbourg, and he uses the time machine to go 1 second into the future.
Wait.
Where she finds they're suddenly kissing. Twice.
Hey, what are you...
The first time is the future, and the second one was just the present.
Oh, well, maybe we have different perspectives on the future.
Stefan's loose grasp of reality makes it difficult for them to connect.
He freaks her out.
And his love goes unfulfilled. It's a common theme in a lot of Michel Gondry's work. He often tells the story of when he was a boy and he had a mad crush on a girl. He saw her sitting alone at a party and he asked her to dance. "No," she said. "Why?" he asked. "Because you are too tiny." He wrote a song about it.
I'm so tiny, I'm so tiny. It would take a million steps to reach you. Not so shiny, I feel crappy. I'm so tiny.
The rejection leaves more marks.
Rejection leaves more marks.
Than fulfilled love. And marks are what makes you creative.
Michel Gondry has tried all kinds of things to meet girls. He went to art school. He took up the drums and joined a rock band. He made music videos. He made feature films.
You get creative to get more recognition and get the girl, basically. And then you spend your time being creative, which is a lonely process, and you're not very social, and then you get even further from the girl you want to be close.
Yeah, I mean, what I always felt like I relate to that aspect of your work, and I always felt that being creative would actually attract women.
But the problem is, you're creative. You become creative because there is other guy out who are like the Tom Cruise, you know, the guy. Who is not creative, but he's good looking and he's gonna chat the girl. So you're gonna spend all this time to overcome that and become better than they are and show the girl how great you are. But what you forget is this guy is gonna spend the same amount of time be better at chatting up the girl. So when you come out with your great project and you masterize your art, you are left on your own. And even now, sometimes I go to a party and I feel you have all those guys who are, like, to me, parasites, who, like, kind of worship my work and stuff, but they are here, and they still here and gonna beat me up to socialize with people. I wanted to express this that I had in me, to show that how much I wish I was with this person, and how sad I was that it was not happening, without saying, "Oh, she's a bitch," "Oh, I was stupid." Just looking at what happened and share the pain of not having a dream being fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Fulfilled or fulfilled?
Fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
Fulfilled, yeah.
Fulfilled. Even if in the beginning it was just an excuse to find a girlfriend, it becomes something else. I mean, I still have those frustration feelings, but I can live with them because I have a fulfilling life through creativity.
For Studio 360, I'm Jonathan Mitchell.
And I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. Michel Gondry's Science of Sleep opens this weekend.